There are some communities that have dramatically changed that, and it has been risky. To dramatically change is not easy. A good example of this is what happened with the wraparound Milwaukee people, for example. They took a look at their system a number of years ago. They said, "We have a limited number of providers, and most of our resources are going to a limited number of providers, and they're getting paid for a particular number of units of service. There is very little incentive. There is no accountability. We are not providing choice to our families, and we don't have a broad provider network." They said, "We're going to withhold the money and only sign contracts with providers who meet certain requirements. But as long as they meet the requirements, we'll sign up with a large number of providers and they'll only be paid for each unit of service." They ended up signing contracts with 8 different case management entities and a number of different respite care entities or agencies who provided a home-based service. They had an agreed-upon rate for each of these. So now their provider network has increased from 12 providers to well over 100. So now there's some competition. There's some accountability, and there's some choice. Now, if at a treatment planning meeting, a family and the team decide that an in-home worker is needed to work on certain behavior problems, then information can be provided to the family about a variety of in-home providers, and the family can make a choice about which one they want to use.